Let's talk now about how this news is being received in Seattle. Elected leaders here have had much to say about the company recently. Last summer, the city council passed a head tax that would have affected Amazon and other large employers. That legislation was quickly repealed after Amazon indicated it would pause construction downtown. And last month, council members Lisa Herbold and Teresa Mosqueda traveled to New York City to talk with elected officials, labor leaders, and activists there about lessons learned in dealing with the company. I spoke with council member Mosqueda about these issues earlier today.
We have seen Amazon, along with a number of other companies, become incredibly profitable here in Seattle, and we're proud that we have a thriving local economy. We also know that Amazon occupies about 20% of the downtown retail space, and with that level of investment, we think it's important to make sure that there's investment in infrastructure and that local workers can afford to live in this city. We're going to continue to work with them to make sure that we're making up for lost time. Much of it is on public policymakers and our need to have reacted more proactively on housing and infrastructure and zoning changes that haven't happened yet. And in order for us to truly respond to the crisis of housing and homelessness, we are going to need a partnership that gets us the revenue that we need.
Well, I guess what I'm curious about is, as an elected official, as you think about your relationship as a government leader with this giant company, and you've seen now that they've said they were going to locate in New York and then now decided not to. I mean, does that embolden you to say, I have a little more room to talk back to Amazon and to assert the city's interests? Or does it make leaders worry that Amazon might reduce its economic impact here?
I really think it's important to remember that this company and so many others in Seattle have done well because of the local policies that we've created. We have invested in workers. We have asked for folks to invest in our infrastructure. There's nothing anti-business about wanting to make sure that workers have affordable housing, they can live in the city that they work, that there's infrastructure that supports that local economy. That is actually good for local businesses. So I am hoping that as folks realize we're not going to engage in a race to the bottom or a Hunger Games-like approach to getting jobs from coast to coast, cities across this nation are saying that in order for companies to be successful, we have to have a recognition that investing in workers and infrastructure and housing is good for business. And you saw unions and community members and workers and electeds coming together to ask for very reasonable public policy to correspond with growth in their local economy, to make sure that businesses can thrive, that workers have protection, housing and infrastructure are available for all. That is what I'm going to continue to do, and I think that it requires people to sit at the table, stay at the table, and negotiate in good faith.
When you do sit down at that table, will you feel maybe a little more wind in your sails, given that this community activism from the city and from activists in the city of New York seems to have made Amazon reconsider its decision?
Well, I think that when we all sit down at the table, there's a little bit of caution that all electeds should consider. When folks give you your word and then they walk away, it's going to make the next time coming to the table a little bit more challenging to take someone at their word. As public policymakers, we need to get promises and priorities in public policy. And when we change the statute and when we create policy, we do a better job if businesses and labor have a common vision there. We have created great contracts in the past when businesses and unions have come to the table and seen a pathway forward to making sure that workers are protected so that they can be prosperous as a corporation. I do expect people to keep their word and to negotiate in good faith, and I think that the community is demanding it. When we see from New York to Seattle community members saying that they want their elected leaders to negotiate contracts and deals and policies that reflect their values, that invest in workers, that ensure that housing is affordable and that the infrastructure is available to all, that is what I will continue to do, and that requires people negotiating in good faith on all sides.
Seattle City Councilmember Teresa Mosqueda, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Teresa Mosqueda is an at-large member of the Seattle City Council. You can find an extended version of this interview online at knkx.org and elsewhere in the program. We will be bringing you more views on the news today that Amazon has decided not to place one of its second headquarters in New York City.